Yeah, apparently at the break, news came down. Nick, who was the source again?
Yahoo Sports, Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan, news breaking that Charlie Morton has signed with the Tampa Bay Rays. 3 years, $30 million. Two years, $30 million. So you've lost another starter. You're now down two. Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole. That's it. You've got Josh James. You've got Colin McHugh, Brad Peacock. Lance McCullers is out for the year with the surgery. So you're looking at Framber Valdez, Josh James, Colin McHugh, Brad Peacock. My guess is Forrest Whitley is a legit player in this rotation. And you know what? He better be, because all of these big names that have gotten away from whether it be trades or what have you, that this organization wasn't willing to give up these prospects. If you're not willing to trade them, then especially now that you've lost guys, they need to be up at the big league. So I fully expect Forrest Whitley to be a player in this rotation next year.
I'm telling you right now, and I believe you, but yeah, I'm with you in what you said. But here's my take on Tucker. What I saw of Tucker, and I see him tweeting about, I got to get bigger, I got to get stronger, I got to do these things. But what I saw in the small – it wasn't that small, but in the sample sizes that I saw of Kyle Tucker, as much as he annihilated minor league pitching, he's got a ways to go before he's an everyday player, let alone a standout everyday player on the major league level. And you're trying to win now. Your window is probably the next 3 to 5 years, depending on who you're able to keep on in the fold between all the free agents and the core four contracts coming up. If you can move him for the right starting pitcher, I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. Now, Whitley's a guy, because he throws so hard and he's so young, that I'm not as quick to pull the trigger on in a trade. But if you want Kyle Tucker and your scouting staff saw what I saw and are still enamored with him enough to go ahead and give you an established above-average major league pitcher, I'm definitely considering that deal.
Yeah, and, you know, there's the whole talks of J.A. Happ is still out there. And
no,
active.
He's done today.
With the Yankees?
Yeah, three-year deal.
Okay.
Yeah, three-year deal, pending a physical, already a done deal.
Oh, well, there you go then.
So he's off the books.
Getting slim.
Now, one of the other ones on Insider Poker, they said, was Zach Greinke to the Astros. And you and I had talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
Now, the big thing there is he's got a price tag that 3 years and $105 million left on that deal. And they even the experts said, Tom Verducci and those guys said, look, if he goes anywhere, the Diamondbacks are going to have to be responsible for a good portion of that contract. That would help a lot, because you don't want a contract that big on your books when you have Cole and Verlander coming up at the end of the year.
So here's some names I just pulled up. I went to SpotTrack and pulled up the available free agents. Now, obviously, some of this is happening fast at the winter meetings, because they still have J.A. Happ listed. They still obviously have Charlie Morton listed. Some of the names I'm not going to say at the top of the list, but I'm just reading in order that the website has it listed. James Shields is still an option as a
pass.
Free agent. Yep. Irvin Santana, I think he's too old for me.
Pass.
Keuchel still hasn't signed.
Pass.
You're passing on Keuchel,
way
huh?
Pass.
You don't want to pay
one of the deals.
You don't
want to
pay
him $25
a year.
A 5-year, $100 million deal from the Braves is what they said. Was
yeah,
out
you don't
there.
Want to. Pay, I was going to say he's probably going to command closer to $23-25 million a year. You're saying 20. That's still
ain't
either,
mad at him. As
either
long as
one
some,
of those, is
I am
too
not
much.
Mad at him as long as it's somewhere else.
I need to check on this, but they have Marco Estrada listed. Lance Lynn, Brandon McCarthy, Drew Pomerantz, Gio Gonzalez.
None.
Mike Fiers.
No, God. You would love that. But no, I'll pass.
Matt Harvey.
No.
I'm not feeling it with Matt Harvey either.
Nice little comeback tour with the Reds, but not enough to lead me to believe he's not still bat crazy.
Yeah, but that's. I mean, it starts to get slim pickings after that.
See what I did with there? Bat crazy with the Dark Knight.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's the other one.
Okay.
Rick Porcello. Because the rumor is, you mentioned the Astros the other day, that the Red Sox are suddenly worried about going over the cap, and they need to clear room.
It's the competitive balance tax.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a cap.
I'm going on NBA terms, but
right,
same difference.
It's being the competitive balance tax is being treated as a cap by a lot. That's why the Red Sox are saying they don't want to spend more. That's why we talked yesterday about the Astros, and Crane comes out and says, look, I'll go up to the 209, but I won't go above it, but we can get close to it, so. Yeah, it's not a cap, but teams are starting to treat it like a cap.
Now, they did pay big bucks, too, for Uvalde. So whether you believe in this or not, the rumors are out there that the names they're floating, because two guys that are going to be free agents, not at the end of this year, but at the end of next year, Jackie Bradley Jr.,
yeah,
Xander Bogaerts. boy, I think Xander Bogaerts is one hell of a player.
Yeah.
And I know that Bradley Jr. had a bad regular season, had a big playoffs. Xander Bogaerts is a guy that any team in this league should be wanting to knock down the doors of the Red Sox and at least say, hey, what's it going to take? Because that dude can play. And then they said, as Porcello as well, because they said they need to spend some money to get some bullpen help, and they're not sure how much more money they can keep spending.
Yep, he is a guy that I think any team in this league, he's going to be probably two or three as far as sought after next year.
He should be.
Yeah. I'm looking at in next year's available free agents, and it's kind of here's what worries me is you had some opportunities to get some names. You had some opportunities to get next year's like starting pitching pool. You start with Verlander. You've got Cole Hamels, Rick Porcello, Ryu from the Dodgers. Yeah. Rich Hill. I mean, there's not a ton of options.
Garrett Cole.
Yeah. Garrett Cole on there. Chris Sale. He's going to get paid though.
But again, if you're the Red Sox, how well is he going to get paid?
Madison Bumgarner is going to be a free agent next year. So you might have missed your window because a lot of these guys are getting older.
Yeah.
And now they're going to still want those bad – basically, what you're going to be getting a guy at the end of his career that you're going to get into a bad contract with, basically. You're going to have to – Chris Sale's going to want 5 and 6 years. You know, Dallas Keuchel now wants the 5 years. So you're going to have to start overpaying and committing long-term to a guy that maybe has 2 years left in him.
No doubt about it.
At that peak level that you're going to be paying for.
Take the Chris Paul deal as an example. What these agents are going to do for these pitchers in their early to mid-30s is say, you want my guy. My guy will go to play for you, but you're going to have to make this a 3 to 5 year deal, not a 1 to 3, because he's looking to lock up that security on this last big deal for these pitchers that are, you know, we all know arm trouble can come at any time. And that's what they're going to have to be aware of, too, because you can kick the tires all you want. You're better off trying to keep Garrett Cole for sure because he's still young and he still throws hard and velocity means something. But, you know, Verlander's obviously one of those guys. He's proven track record time after time, and the way his arm gets stronger and he throws harder later in games is just a phenomenon. But how many more years can he keep doing it, and at what price tag? Because he's already making 27. I don't see him giving anybody a hometown discount.
No.
Because we've heard he loves Houston in the anonymity for him and Kate, but I don't see it.
No, I'm with you.